Police Department?
Mount Anna.
Anna, Police Department, come on down. Come on down.
We'll show you the order, Anna, in a second. Yeah, we'll show it to you.
You gotta let go of the baby, okay? Listen, if you don't, we don't get to do the job. Because right now, you're delaying, you're gonna be resisting.
I told the hospital.
If you don't go, you're gonna go to jail, okay?
Don't put your baby through this.
So I'm gonna grab your baby, and don't resist, and don't fight me, okay?
Where is he gonna be? He's going to a hospital. Which one, baby? Which one?
We're not gonna tell you right now, because I don't think you're acting, you know, rationally right now.
Sammy Nikolaev was 5 months old when Sacramento County's Child Protective Services seized him from his parents.
What they've done was basically kidnapped our child with the help of police.
It all started with a trip to the hospital. Sammy had flu symptoms, and his parents wanted urgent treatment.
We went to the hospital, and then they told us that he has the flu, and that's when it started.
Sammy was born with a heart murmur. But doctors told his parents to wait until Sammy was older and stronger before considering surgery. That's why they were surprised when doctors at the hospital recommended immediate surgery. So they wanted a second opinion.
They were coming up basically with some random stuff. Oh, we need to do this. Finding another thing just to keep us there. They said, you could go, we'll keep the baby. So where's our parents' choice?
Feeling increasingly trapped and desperate, Anna removed Sammy from the hospital and took him directly to Kaiser for a second opinion.
I just was scared. I did not know what to do, so I packed him. I packed all our stuff, and we walked out.
When we went to Kaiser, basically, it's the whole different thing. Down there, we came there, and they're like, why would you want to check him? The baby looks fine. And police came there, which they were called by, I guess, CPS. And they felt kind of, I guess, stupid and stuff at first because they came there all aggressive.
The police left and the doctors discharged Sammy. It was the next day that CPS workers showed up at our front door.
They told me that the CPS needs to see our son. And I asked him if he can show me the warrant. And he told me, you have to open the door, we're the police.
When she called me, I heard all the knocking on the door and stuff. They were basically breaking the door down.
I was scared. I did not know what to do as a mother. I did not want them to take him and do any treatments without, you know, like saying really that he really needs that.
Thanks to this footage from the camera Anna set up, the raid on the Nikolaevs made national news and prompted a statewide audit of California's Child Protective Services agencies.
A lot of parental concern about our agency and the reputation of the agency is based on sensationalism and misunderstanding of what we do.
Sherry Heller is head of Sacramento County's Health and Human Services, the agency that oversees CPS. She says there's more to this story than meets the eye, but she can't and won't say exactly what that is.
I regret that I'm not able to answer questions about specific cases because both federal healthcare law and the state of California's child welfare law make it illegal for government agencies involved in this kind of a case to talk about anything that's in the case record unless the court allows it. And anyone can petition the court.
We did file a petition to open court records for this case. Almost 2 months later, there still hasn't been a ruling and the records remain sealed.
The secrecy by which CPS operates is a massive problem. Because when you have secrecy and unchecked power, you have a recipe for corruption and abuse.
State Assemblyman Tim Donnelly spearheaded the audit in California after writing a letter to Sherry Heller requesting more information in the wake of the Nikolaev raid.
And she basically wrote me back and said, we don't answer to assemblymen. We don't answer to the state legislature. So in between the lines, what I heard was, we answer to no one.
The law is clear that it's appropriate to act without a court warrant if children are in imminent danger of physical harm.
If you are given the task of protecting children, that's a high bar. And there's a great responsibility that comes with that. And therefore, I think that it's vital that this agency no longer cloak themselves in secrecy.
Deanna Hardwick found herself and her children mired in the secretive system when a social worker removed her 6 and 9-year-old daughters from her custody. Social workers were brought in to investigate a claim against her ex-husband that was later found to be unsubstantiated. But once CPS enters your life, it's often hard to get them out.
My youngest daughter ran into me during one of the visits and said that she wasn't going to let them go home with me that night. I asked the social worker, is it true? And she said, is what true? And I said, are you not going to let my kids go home with me tonight? And she said, I told them if they didn't visit with their dad, the judge is going to put them in a home.
Deanna and her children were shaken by the social worker's threat to put them in a home. But Deanna resolved to keep her head down and her mouth shut, hopeful that her dealings with CPS were almost over. But the next day in court, things took a turn for the worse.
Instead of her admitting that she made the threat, she blamed the threat on me. And the judge believed her, and she proceeded to build false claims and a false case against me. She sat me down and said, basically, what I needed to do was to submit to her, or I would never see my kids again.
Deanna refused to submit and sign a document corroborating the social worker's version of events. She lost her court case and lost custody of her children. But things finally turned around when she successfully sued Orange County CPS and the social workers who had targeted her. The court records are sealed, but an unsuccessful appeal mounted by CPS reveals that the jury found social workers had lied, falsified evidence, and suppressed exculpatory evidence, and done so with malice. The jury awarded Deanna $4.9 million. Because of interest and attorney's fees, Orange County ended up spending almost $11 million on the case. And 6.5 years later, Deanna regained partial custody of her daughters. But she says the damage can never be undone.
It's a very painful subject for everybody. I just can't help but always feel that there's a disconnect between my children and I. The system is set up in a way that it's encouraged to remove children from the protective parent because it generates a lot of funding.
Funding is available when a child is placed in a foster home with strangers.
Many critics of CPS say that the funding incentivizes the agency to just put more children into the system. And in a deposition, Orange County CPS Director Michael Riley seems to partly confirm this.
Let's say that you spend $10 a year. So therefore, for the following year, your base now would be $10.
So if you don't use your whole $10 in 1 year, the state will take away for next year the unused balance.
Yes, and that lowers your base.
And all of that is still tied to the number of children being brought into Orangewood.
It's tied to the number of children we have in the foster care system. Orangewood is a part of that.
A public information officer for Orange County CPS told us that this deposition video we included presents an inadequate answer to a very complex question, and that their goal is to keep families and children together. In the wake of the Baby Sammy incident, the Nikolaevs, Deanna Hardwick, and many other parents who say they were victimized by CPS gathered at the state capitol to demand serious scrutiny of this often secretive organization.
Registered nurse, mother of three, in strong support of the audit.
I'm from San Diego, California. I have witnessed 10 years of abuse by CPS. Please, we're asking you, look into this agency.
Lawmakers heard their voices and voted overwhelmingly to allow the audit to proceed.
Most of us in this field are eager for the public to understand what happened and why. It is a source of great dismay to us when we're accused of hiding behind the confidentiality law.
Once the American people are able to be made aware that this is going on, I think that that will be a real step forward toward making sure that there's accountability and that the agency is ultimately working towards keeping families together rather than separating them.
Right now we're coming back to our normal life, and I hope it's going to be everything like ending soon here, so we're gonna have our lives back like they've been before, right?
Yeah.